This is Olivia Vasquez, telling it slant.
I was home for the holidays, and my mom asked me if I could clean out my closet a bit to see if there was anything I could get rid of. This made sense because I don't really live there anymore. There are things in my closet from when I was 5. So a couple days after Christmas, I went in and tore my closet apart. There were piles of clothes on my bed and trash bags of things to take to Goodwill. I had a bag for science kits and a bag for puzzles and one for arts and crafts. I found a small box of 6 cassette tapes buried under all of the shoe boxes. It was a book on tape, one of my favorites when I was in elementary school. I listened to it so many times when I was a kid. I used to put in the last tape when I went to bed at night and put the cassette player on my pillow. I would fall asleep to the narrator's voice.
Hampshire Audio presents Multifarious by Olivia Vasquez, read by Emma Lerman. Chapter 1, The Discovery.
I had to ask my mom where the cassette player was. She found it in the garage. I blew the dust off and took it back to my room, which was so messy that I had to sit in the corner if I wanted to sit down at all. I listened to the first tape, and then the second, and then the third. There was a lot I didn't remember. Maybe some things sound different when you get older, or maybe nostalgia had warped the book in my head. I put the tapes in the pile of things to keep.
"This is for you," said the strangely dressed boy. He shoved something into her hands, looking over his shoulder to be sure the coast was clear. "Don't let them know." She wanted to ask who he meant, but in the blink of an eye he was gone, as if he had never been there at all. Curious, she looked at the thing he had given her and held it up to the light. She was sure she recognized the necklace, but there was something different about it.
I listened to the rest of the book on the way back to school. My car was old when it belonged to my dad, before it belonged to my brother, so it may be a death trap, but it also has a working tape deck. I got to the last tape, and listening to the very end of the story, I realized there was something wrong. The rock she was leaning on suddenly moved,
and a chunk of the wall swung wide
to reveal a dark tunnel.
To reveal a small cupboard, filled with all manner of dusty artifacts and brown parcels.
I had listened to this tape so many times that I remembered almost every line.
She didn't dare to move,
for fear that the entire mountain would come crumbling down underneath her.
She squeezed herself between two rocks and strained to hear what the two travelers were saying.
But almost everything I remembered didn't quite match the tape. I remembered how the two friends parted ways at the end and went back home.
They opened a combination bakery and bookshop together in the capital, and told many of their customers about all their adventures, with some exaggeration.
I started the tapes over from the beginning. Each time I listened, it was a different story.
He had something in his hand that looked very familiar. "Where did you get that?" she said suspiciously. "That's none of your business." The boy looked around nervously and pulled up his hood. "But if you were to ask what it was, I might tell you." "Well, what is it then?" "The key to infinite possibility," he said emphatically.
I haven't been able to stop listening. The thing about these tapes is, I'll never get sick of listening to them. Sometimes I think they're saying hi. Maybe they got lonely in the closet.
"You've been gone a long time," scolded the cook.
"I was at class."
"How was your day?"
"Good. How was it here?"
"It was quiet with no wind through the trees. The only sound was the burbling of a small brook somewhere just out of sight. Just over the tops of the trees peaked the great mountain range the duo would soon traverse."
"That's nice."
"You were gone a long time."
It's probably a little strange how much time I spend listening to the tapes. Maybe it's weird that I talk back. But books have always been my best friends. This isn't any different.